Chamber of Commerce and Industry says the 1.5% draft public sector wage agreement signed between government and the Public Servants Association on Monday will cost taxpayers 18 billion rand. It says this can't be hailed as a triumph as most of the money will not end up in the pockets of workers after the usual deductions. Meanwhile, Nehawu's first deputy president, Mike Shingange, says the deal is disappointing.
The public health sector, since the beginning of the pandemic, and the police, who have not been having lucky to be on the lockdown just like every other person have been paying. One of the things that they've been demanding was at least an incentive, a compensation for working during a dangerous period.
Western Cape community